Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. Now, here's your host, the Lego investing ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome to the show today. In today's episode, you know, I really want to focus on one of the things that I notice a lot of folks are doing in the space of Lego investing, and that's really buying sets too early. Now, this comes about, you know, because I'm in a lot of different groups. I also have a mastermind group that I talk with other folks, about Lego investing. I've also been reselling since like the 90s. You know, it's one of those things that I've seen throughout, you know, the time, you know, as far as getting certain things, and there's a hype all around it. And then it goes to the same cycle for each thing. And I'm not even just talking about Lego. I'm talking about other things as well. So I kind of wanted to just go over the whole psychology of that and just focus more on, you know, why it's the decision of buying early and why it would make sense to do that. Because sometimes there is, some things to do. But obviously we're going to focus on Lego, so I'm going to try to keep it to that. Before we get started, though, if you could, I would love if you could just share this podcast, or just do anything that you guys do to help me out so other people know about this show. That'd be super appreciated. I really appreciate all the listeners out there that do listen to us. I'm going to try to keep things in a podcast as simple as possible, and I'm not going to go off on too many tangents, but it is one of those things, you know. I'm going to tell you guys what I think, and it's just going to be what my experience has been based off of. So I really, the reason why I picked this topic for today is, you know, again, I've seen some folks, you know, they've been discussing, you know, about purchasing certain Lego that just come out right away. Now, when I say right away, I mean that it was just released within the last month or two, maybe 3 months, and they're pretty popular. And I'll use as an example DeLorean from Back to the Future. So that set actually came out, I believe it was like August or maybe even June. I can't remember the exact date, but it recently just came out. And, you know, if you're listening to this now, this is in September. So, you know, this thing is really been hard to come by. You know, when it first was released, it sold out pretty quickly. It really has been in and out of stock pretty much. It's been really difficult to actually, you know, to get this. Even Lego has it on their site as hard to find. You know, that's all well and good. I mean, that means that there's a huge demand for it, and the supply has not been able to keep up with that demand. There is also been some issues with supply chain, and, you know, just coming from the pandemic and everything, it's been one of those kind of things where some things have been, you know, held up, so to speak. There's been delays in things, whether it be caused by, you know, the actual just the supply of everything coming in to make those things, or the process of making them, or just, you know, moving things around, getting them where they need to be. So there's been obviously some interruptions in the normal process of everything. But, you know, that being said, you know, this set is probably not going to retire until, I would say, you know, maybe at least 2024. Maybe sooner. It could be one of those ones that gets extended as well. They did that with the Ship in a Bottle. They re-released that one. I don't know if they're going to do that with this one, but you know, it's just one of those things that this is not going to retire this year. It's not going to retire probably next year either. Maybe the end of the next year. I'm not really sure. Nobody can really tell you the truth of that other than Lego. And of course, Lego can change their mind. So it's not like everything is set in stone with this. So let's just say hypothetically that this set makes it out to the end of 2024. So, you know, that's about 2 years. So maybe the halfway through 2024, maybe in July of 2024 or something like that. So let's say that you're spending this. Now, I know the price of this did go up. And, you know, some would argue that the price was, the price going up was what caused a lot of people to really, I don't know, put this in their portfolio this time. And, you know, and I can buy that argument, but at the same time, it really wasn't that big of a price jump. It wasn't like it was going up, you know, another 50% or something. I think it went up $20, maybe $30 than it was previously when you bought it. So really, I mean, you're not, and there's no, been no discounts of this set either as well. Now, I'm really just picking on this set because I've seen this come up and I've seen a lot of people really flood, you know, saying that they got like 10 of them and, you know, they're stacking up on these ones. And, you know, I don't know. I've been, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I have certainly done that with some sets. I am not going to say that I've not done that. And sometimes it's worked out, but the majority of time it has not worked out. And when I say not worked out, it doesn't mean I lost money. It just means that my money was tied up for much longer, which as being a smart investor right now, it just, you know, I just learned to pick and choose those kinds of things. Now, this set could be one of those things where when quarter four, and if you're kind of new to the reselling world, and let's be honest, folks, investing in Lego is reselling. I'm sorry. You can wrap it around investing and compare it to all these other different markets, but it really is reselling. So if you're just learning that out now, reselling is not as easy as like pushing a button on your computer to sell your assets on, you know, if you're buying up stock or something. Now, obviously, it's a little bit less work than, say, a house, you know, flipping a house or something, you know, but either way, there has to be a good amount of energy spent, whether it be paying somebody else to do it or doing that. The other thing about Lego investing is that that these are really long-term holds. I you know, and this is kind of what we're discussing about today, is this something to get for short-term? Short-term investing is, I'm not saying that this will never be a good short-term investment. It could possibly. But I have to be honest with you, you know, the media is all really hyping up recession coming and all this stuff coming out, and you know, all the signs are pointing to it, you know, how they define recession. But it's really the psychology of things. You know, that's really what you have to be aware of. There's a huge psychology of things. There could be still people just hearing all this stuff and they'd rather be on the sidelines, and they're curbing back their spending on, you know, things that are not needed, like food or gas or paying your bills, or and they might be still making the same amount of money, but they're putting it in a different, I guess, vehicle, so to speak. And sometimes that just means that they're just not spending it. You know, it doesn't mean that everybody suddenly lost all this money. You know, but so you have to understand the whole psychology at play that we have, whether there is a true recession or whatever. We look back at it and say, well, it was just kind of like one of those things after the pandemic that it just happened, but it wasn't a true one. It was more of a hyped up one. So, but at the same time, a lot of people are hearing that. The drums of the media are pushing that out there with the recession, you know, all the different things are pointing towards that. So that does something to a lot of people's psychology when it comes to purchasing things. So that's why I'm pointing that out right now, because as we get into the quarter four time period where a lot of people are, you know, going to be spending more money to get gifts, I don't know if this year is going to be better than last year or the year before that. or the, I don't know where this year is going to stack up to it. So as somebody who is investing, somebody who has been reselling for a long time, you know, I don't know if this is something I would do at this moment. Now, does that mean I wouldn't get a couple of them just to hold on to them? Sure. You know, I'm not against getting a few sets and then trying to flip them later on during the quarter four season. I think for the ones that are really hyped up like this one, I think that it could be something that you could do. But I wouldn't be stacking like 10 or 20 of these things at this point. It's really some the probably what most people don't tell you about LEGO investing is, yeah, buying it and getting it at the right price. Yeah, that's something that you have to do. And you have to take a chance on some of these things. But what I think a lot of investors, and I'm going to call everybody investors, but really we're all resellers, so let's just call it at that. But what resellers don't tell you is that the selling part is actually the more difficult part. You have to basically convince somebody else to purchase it for a much higher price than it is currently going for. And that's where the whole economics of everything comes in, the supply and the demand of things. And knowing the supply and the demand of things is really the crux of this. So that being said, you know, this could be one of those things that is just not something that you're going to get a quick sale out of. It's not something that you're going to possibly get somebody to buy it. Now, if this is on other marketplaces, on Amazon, on eBay, and like I said, if the supply of this is low and the demand is really high, then, you know, there's a chance that that you could sell it for more. Now, we don't know, what we don't know is what we don't know. We don't know the supply of this. We don't know, maybe LEGO is, you know, they have a huge plan and they're going to be dumping a huge supply of this out during the quarter four season. They're not really worried about right now. They're more focused on that period of it. So they're going to come out with and bolster the supply of this. Now, these are also available in other retailers. This is not a LEGO exclusive. You can find this particular set on Walmart. So it's something that is available. And I guarantee you that there are going to be this out released for other channels, whether it be anywhere in the United States as well as around the world. I'm sure LEGO really recognized the popularity of this set, so their plan is to really bolster up the supply of this. That's just my speculation, of course. I don't have any concrete evidence that that's what they're going to do, but as somebody who is a business owner as well and knows that the economics of certain things, you can plan that, and they have a way that they can shift things to plan for that. So I'm sure that's what they're doing at this point. And that's probably one of the reasons why they released it at that particular time, because then they can gauge the demand of it, and then they can meet that with the supply of it when it really counts during this time of year. So, you know, and this really kind of goes back, like I said, you know, I picked this out of a particular group. I'm not picking on anybody or one particular group or a group of individuals. And, you know, I certainly understand everybody's going to make their own decision about certain things. But I would not tie up my money in the long run. I think LEGO investing, LEGO reselling, I guess call it what it is. This is really a long-term play. This is, you know, people are trying to make a quick buck off of LEGO, and they are trying to get out of it, you know, as little time as possible. And, you know, it's just not one of those things. I'm sorry. I would rather wait until the tail end of when a set is going to be available, purchase as many as I can, and then hold on to it for another 2 to 3 years. Now, you could sell it off in a year, and I'm not opposed to that. I've done that. And in fact, if the numbers prove that, then that's when I do. But when I do my calculations, when I do my projections, I always think 2 to 3 years, regardless of how popular a set was. And that's when I do my planning. So I know that in 2 to 3 years that it's going to be it's hopefully going to be at a particular return on investment. So I know that you know, this might be something that nobody wants to hear, but I wouldn't buy this set. I really would not buy this set. I would not start stacking up on it, no matter how discounted it is at this point. It's just something that I wouldn't do. And I've been doing this, like I said, for a long time. So I'm not opposed to what others do. And, you know, hopefully I'm wrong with some of this stuff, you know, because I know that it goes against a lot of what other people do. So, I'll certainly admit if I'm wrong. But at the same time, I know that buying sets when they come out is really not a good play. It's not going to keep you in this game, I'm telling you right now. Because if you do too many of those and you have too many duds, meaning that they just don't pan out the way that you thought they would, you're going to be holding on to all these sets. And then you're going to be basically holding on to them. You know, one thing I've learned about reselling is that you got to be the first one in or the last one out. Anything in the middle is just not profitable. So I'll leave you guys with that, and I hopefully you guys will really, really just understand that this is a reselling game. It's not it's a long-term hold reselling game. But really, let me know, you know, hit me up on any of my social channels or just anywhere, and I'd love to hear like the different side of that, because, you know, again, I'm only one perspective. You know, my experience is not always the right experience, but, you know, I do have some history with this, so I'm hoping that other folks will kind of you know, heed the warning of doing this too many times. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the show, and I will see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.